Uganda, the nation,
Uganda, how is it blessed? For they spoke in that vision that Uganda is a blessed country. And we got a blessing knowing the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, the blessing of inheriting the kingdom of God, and the blessing of those we touch in the city and in the village, and we become a blessing in the midst of the world by those as we reveal those secrets and those blessings. And in that first point, there is that God is in the nation of Uganda, and he has his base in the nation of Uganda, the Pearl of Africa, to do his final work on the planet Earth, and he fulfills all scriptures
and
fills all secrets of the Holy Scriptures in the blessing of knowing secrets of the kingdom of heaven. Now we winded up that point. We
had
on to the second point, and we are asked and we are answered, why the vision on the Australians on Uganda, that written in New Vision newspaper in the 1992 on the Saturday, it was on the 14th, it was the November, through the prophet Wilhelm Wurtzel and Emil Klein. Why? They said that the man to head that work is meant to be like Prophet Elijah.
And
it's meant to be like Prophet Moses. And it's meant to be like King David.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We're still on our second issue. We still remain with the other two ahead.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But in all, we first saw why
it's
to be like Prophet Elijah. We saw in the First Kings 17 and Prophet Elijah, he was a citizen and he was a Tishbite. He didn't come from any tribe, from the tribes of Israel.
He
grew outside of the church system of the Israelites, which prevailed, and he was taught by God and he sent him to Israel.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
now, that we saw his issue, that man is meant to be like that. And he grew outside the church system prevailing. And he was prepared by God. And he was brought in this work.
Of
heading God's work. The last on the planet Earth. Facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. The second, to be like Prophet Elijah. He was meant to come fight false prophets, the prophets of Baal, the prophets of Satan, ministers of Satan, and to take away having two opinions, who is serving and who is now serving God, and the righteous and the unrighteous. Just as we saw in 1 Kings 18, and all that we saw, that the second or the third, to be like Prophet Elijah, we discover that he has to appear like John the Baptist. For we looked in Malachi 4, in the verse 5 and 6,
the prophet
Elijah was meant to be born the second time on the world, and we discovered the Matthew 17, from verse 1
to
5, and he showed that he was the John the Baptist. In another name, he came in as Prophet Elijah. We got to be make to understand, according to Matthew 3, from verse
1 to 10,
he was meant to come prepare the way of the Lord and through his birth.
The
birth of the Lord Jesus on the world, the Prophet Elijah was to do that work.
It
comes as John the Baptist to prepare the way, to take away the mountains and the valleys,
and
put in place scriptures and the rightfulness, and to fulfill them. Now those are what John the Baptist did. when he came, he was prophet Elijah. And that man, this time is meant to have headed to prepare the entire world for the second coming of the Lord Jesus. And he prepares the way of the Lord.
And
he orders those perverted in the scriptures of truth, those which you are perverted.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And he takes away the mountains. Those who lift themselves above God, even the valleys, those who take away God from the world, put all things in the ways of God.
That's,
find it, see how the man is meant to be like prophet Elijah.
And
we began the reason why he's meant to be like prophet Moses.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So we saw
the first reason. Book of Exodus chapter 2, in that man be like prophet Moses,
he's
meant to have grown near the river Nile.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The second, outside the system of Israel or the church of those days.
It's
meant to have grown outside the church system prevailing.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And still we saw the second, to be like prophet Moses,
is
meant to have been trained
outside
Israel or the church prevailing then. Had the spirit of wanting to fight for his brethren to take them from captivity.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let me hope you heard all this very well.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Then we look to our third reason. What was it?
Yes,
praise Jesus. I know kubanga yali muchibira.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus much.
I know kubanga yatendi kibwakatonda.
It's meant to have been trained by God
outside
the system of the nation of Israel.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus much. The third reason, he was meant to have reared animals.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus much. Just as Prophet Moses, when he got out of Egypt, and he went to rare animals. Now we end with our fourth reason. But we know these reasons are seven. The man to be like Prophet Moses.
Hallelujah. Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus much.
So twice
we ended with our fourth reason, but we know there are meant to be seven reasons. This fourth reason, the man to be like Prophet Moses,
is
meant to be that God visited him. He met him and revealed himself to him, the one God he never knew.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now, one of those proves minister to head God's final work on the planet Earth
through
the nation of Uganda
is
going to be Prophet Moses. In the fourth
reason,
be like Prophet Moses, meant to have been visited by God, and God taught him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
and then we had much. We still want to move on this fourth reason, that man meant to head God's final work on the planet Earth through Uganda, Pearl of Africa, to be like Prophet Moses.
It's
meant to have been visited by God and was taught by God the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We heard in the book of Exodus, Exodus 3, from verse 1 to 6, and the Bible speaks like this. Let's read as we hear.
Okuva esule yokusatu. Okuva esula ya kusatu olunyo lwokuna.
Exodus 3 from verse 4.
Mukama bayalaba nga yekolobezza okulaba. Katonda namuyita nga ima wakati w'ekisaka. Nayogera nti Musa, Musa. Nayitaba nti nze nzuno. Olunyo
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Let's come from verse 1.
Okuvesula ya kusatu nyolisoka.
Exodus 3 from verses 1.
Awo Musa yalinga alunda ekisibo kya Yesero mukodomi we kabona owe Midiani n'atwala ekisibo ennyuma w'eddungu n'atuka ku lusozi lwa Katonda Kolebu.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much.
Nga ensonga yaffe y'okusatu bwe yali.
As our third reason was that the man might have to be a shepherd, just as Prophet Moses was. But in the midst of rearing animals, in our fourth reason, God was able to visit him, just as God visited Prophet Moses. That means meant to have been visited by God, to be able to teach him the issue of his word.
Grow
in the system of Israel or the church prevailing then.
Though
that man has not grown in the system of church prevailing, have been trained the word of God. God himself trained him. Now it was like that on Prophet Moses. That's how it's meant to be on that man.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In those days as I met you, I told you God took me the journey of heaven. But I wasn't born again. I wasn't of any religion. And I wasn't a sorcerer.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. God made me begin his journey.
When he
was beginning that journey, the journey of heaven moved in the Bible for 7 years, from 2005 to 2011. Me, I didn't first know why it's taking me in that journey.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That it involved her to appear like someone. For prophecy had been released in 1992.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In those days I was 5 years old. Born in 1987. In the July.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But the journey begins. Even that journey, some of the people I first met is Prophet Moses, Elijah, and David. They were the first who came to reveal themselves to me in the visions. But I understood them later why they were appearing, the three. Praise Jesus.
Those
are the three I first spoke with in the kingdom of heaven.
These
they tried to bring me to understanding.
As if
I moved in the exact life they moved.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Now the journey of heaven was there, but I didn't ask for it, for I had not known of it. I still didn't ask God that come and visit me, for I didn't know him. I didn't know that he even visits people. For we grew knowing God is in heaven and we are on the world. And if you've not died, you don't see him. If you die, then you will see him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
now by that word, I wasn't able to be able to ask any prayer
that
come visit me, take me in the journey of heaven. But it just began in the 2005.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
See
that the man to be like Prophet Moses is meant to have been visited by God, taught by God, and not people.
It
was taught the fullness of the word, the word of God, as the Bible speaks. Let's move on. We hear
okuva esula ya kusatu olunyiri olwokubiri.
Exodus 3 verses 2.
Malaika wa Mukama namulabikira mu lulimi olw'omuliro okuva wakati w'ekisaka n'atunulira, laba ekisaka ekyo ne kyaka omuliro, ekisaka ne kitasirira.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The angel of the Lord
come
in the glory of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He appeared into Moses. But as he speaks, angel did not speak of his authority,
but
came as God appearing to Moses. Angel came in the glory of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
He
moves on and says this.
Okuvesula ya kusatu olunyiri olwokusatu.
Exodus 3 verse 3.
Musa nayogera nti kanekolobye kakati ndabe ekigambo kino ekikulu ekisaka kye kivudde kiremu okusirira. Olwokuna Mukama bwe yalabanga yeekoloobezza okulaba, Katonda n'amuyita ng'ayima wakati w'ekisaka, n'ayogera nti Musa, Musa, n'ayitaba nti nze nzuuno.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Nabi Musa.
Prophet Moses.
Bw'alengera ekisaka nga kikutomuliro.
When he saw the bush caught fire.
Olw'amalayika yakyala.
By the angel who came with the glory of God.
Yasalawo yeekoloobe.
He decided to move around.
Agezeeko okwetegereza.
He tried to analyze.
Ekisaka kino kikivudde kibanga kiriko omuliro.
Why a fire resonates.
Naye ng'ate tekijja.
Yet not getting consumed.
Lwaki Katonda yakola ekigambo?
Why did God do such a word?
Era lwaki?
And why?
Yagenda maaso n'okulabika ng'asika attention ya Musa.
Draw attention of Moses to see. All this happened. God to choose us from the world.
Our
termination in researching what concerns him. And we want to know. But there is a word you've heard of. As he tried to look to the side,
he
ignored whatever he was on.
He
moved on, look at the sides. For he was rearing, he left the animals. Look to this sight of fire. But Bible says, say Moses has put his heart to analyze.
Then
the Lord called him. And he didn't say the angel called Moses. They said that the Lord called Moses from the bush fire.
Means
the angel didn't come in his glory. He came in the glory of the living God. It was meant to speak like God. The voice of God was in him.
I
speak what's in that angel.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much. And he called Moses. When
you
move on, Bible say, Exodus 3, verses 5.
Na yogera ntosembera wano. Jamu engato zombigerebyo. Kubanga chifo cho imiri demu yensi entukuvu.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much.
Mukama.
Go, when he calls Moses from the bush fire, Moses spoke out. One of what he told him first, don't first step on this place for its holy ground. You first take off your sandals. The question is this. You expect us to take off shoes when we come in the presence of God,
but
understood in the journey of heavens. What concerned Moses and how we met God. Moses, when I met him in the journey of heaven, he said, the secret of taking off the shoes in these days
is
interpreted in Ephesians 6 from verse 10
to
verse
17.
When
he
said, we clothe the gospel in our feet,
in
sign of taking off shoes is this. Meant to unclothe whatever he thought of being a gospel.
What
that he understood as God before. That he had known within Egypt. Unclothes it that God teaches him afresh.
So
not taking off shoes physically. That we come unto the Lord. But it's written in Ephesians 6. Starting from verse 10 unto
17.
Clothing the gospel of truth in our feet. Now in that time,
had
the physical sign was doing, unclothing all deceptions of Egypt, gospels of the gods of Egypt, the gospels of the devil, accepts to be begun on by God. Now in the journey of heavens, what I knew it was that to pour down all that I knew as God, what I had heard of him, all the
romance.
Right now he has to handle me,
teach
me his word as it's in heavens. In the Bible of heaven,
then
I'll come handle it in the Bible of the world. God revealed of that and understood it. Brethren, the Israel Muslims as they take off shoes
for
entering before the Lord and
the
what was happened on Moses, those were done in the shadow of the truth. Moses did the shadow act of the truth in taking off the shoes.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
It was
a sign of taking off all the gospel of Egypt.
That
of the gods of the Egypt, the devils. It comes to God to give him preparation of the gospel of peace in his feet. And it will come well what's spoken in Romans. How good are the feet of those who bring the gospel of peace?
Now,
that word, understand it well.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's move on. We hear.
Okuva esula ya kusatu olunyelo mkaga.
Exodus 3 verse 6.
Nayogera na tenti nze ndi Katonda wa kitao, Katonda wa Ibrahimu.
Tusomere bulungi.
Nayogera na te nti nze ndi Katonda wa kitao.
Wa kitao, wa kitao. Kati tusome.
Exodus 3 verse 6.
Nayogera na tenti nze ndi Katonda wa bakitaawo, Katonda wa Ibrahimu, Katonda wa Isaka, era Katonda wa Yakobo.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much.
Jukira yenga nabi Musa.
Remember him as Prophet Moses.
He didn't
know that God.
He
didn't grow among the Israelites.
Yakulira mu Bamisiri.
He grew among the Egyptians.
Ewa muwara wa Farao.
And the Pharaoh's daughter. They took him there by 12. They took him from 12 years from there.
When
parents had put him on the river, as we first understood, because they were killing the male children. The Pharaoh's daughter picked him and they took him from the water. When he took him from there, the mother of the son and the sister put him on the water. They were on shores watching.
When Pharaoh's
daughter picked Moses while young, the daughter of his sister moved close to them.
I looked
for you among the Hebrews
to
raise the son for you. When they go bring, she went bring the real mother of the boy. Moses breastfed well and he got to understand well. If you've not breastfed well, you may lack a little understanding in yourself. That's why children of these days, those who give much milk,
the goats,
they come to appear like goats and cows.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
I
try to show you is this. In the Exodus 3, verse 6.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. God introduced himself to Moses, told him, I am God of your forefathers, God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He too has ever had in a rumor that they had a God. 12 years he had been taken back to Pharaoh's daughter.
He
grew as among the princes of Egypt.
He
was meant to know all princes, sorcery of Egypt, for you know all princes what they are meant to be. The prince of Egypt meant to know the gods of Egypt, what they want and all sacrifices. He knew of them. But when he reached there, God told him, now I am God of your forefathers, God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he said, what? God of who?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When
you reach verse 13,
let's
keep go to verse 13. We hear.
Okuva esula ya kusatu onyole kuminesatu.
Exodus 3 verse 13.
Musa nagamba Katonda nti laba, bwendi genda nzeri abana ba Isiraeli. Nemba gamba nti Katonda wa bajjajja bammwe yantumye eri mmwe.
Njaga yatukwese Katonda wa bakitammwe.
Musa okuvesula ya kusatu onyole kuminesatu.
Exodus 3 verse 13.
Musa nagamba Katonda nti laba, bwendi genda eri abana ba Isiraeli. Nemba gamba nti Katonda wa bakitammwe yantumye eri mmwe. Nabo baliogera nti erinnya lye ani? Ndibagamba ntya?
Owulidde Musa?
Have you heard Moses?
Yali musajja wakubuuza bibuuzo.
The man of asking questions.
Kyenzijukira mu lugendo lw'eggulu nali mbuuza nnyo.
The journey of heaven, I was asking much.
Era kwe kumanya okunji gye kwayongera.
Much knowledge it came to give given me.
Kati kyamugamba nti nze Katonda.
I
If he tells you, I'm God, for he began now to teach him. Told you the angel who came to come, glory, but he came in the glory of God. When he spoke with him,
spoke
with the angel, but the voices of God. He told him, when I go to the Israelites, they will ask me, what is that God you made? What is his name? Let them repeat for us we hear. Exodus 3, verse 13.
Musa n'agamba Katonda nti laba, bwe ndigenda nze eri abaana ba Isirayiri, ne mbagamba nti Katonda wa bakitammwe yantumye eri mmwe. Nabo balyogera nti erinnya lye ani? Nibagamba ntya?
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much. Even your name, I don't know it. Send me the Israelites. They will ask me,
you say, God
of your forefathers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is that what I will tell them? After I tell them that, they will ask me, what is his name? What will I answer them? Listen to that word. What said the man to head the work of God, the last on the planet Earth,
through
the nation of Uganda,
is
meant to have been taught by God. He was taught by God. Though he grew outside the system of the church which is existing. And when he comes, explains you your God, you will be surprised.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That didn't grow in that system. Comes, explains you that God, the one you had forgotten, the one who perverted his words, that man comes to order you in his words and to remember you the hope. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who made heaven and earth, he told Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, your offsprings will go to Canaan. Remember, they had given up on that. They spent 400 years in Egypt and they totally forgot where they
went
to go. But the one who never knew is the one God sends. Go tell them, have to go to Canaan. As you had forgotten the journey of heaven.
Me too,
I didn't know it's the journey of heaven. But the religious people would have thought they know. Even the born again were there.
Would
have thought that they knew.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus. Souls had forgotten their journey, the journey of heaven, the journey of salvation. For me, he got from outside of church. He showed me the journey of salvation. Told me, go tell my people, come back home in heaven, for their father I am in heaven.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus. Much. I speak of what, brethren? God, when he appeared to Prophet Moses, Moses asked him, what are your name? Teach me, Lord, teach me. He told him this. Exodus 3, verse
14. Nayogera nti bw'otyo bw'olibagamba abaana ba Isirayiri nti ndi.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. God told him, now I am the way you are. I am who I am. When you reach there, Israelites tell them, I am who sent me. I am. Who I am, the one who was, the one who is, and the one who is to come. He has sent me to you. You know Israel.
It
had those codes in them. I am has met them. I am. I am the one who is. I am the one who was. I am the one going to come. He is the one who has sent me. And they say, God, those are your names. No, Moses knew, as you know in Egypt, that God Zeus. The gods of Egypt has names like Zeus, even the others, the Pluto, the Mercury. Now he knew that maybe it's Jupiter.
And
God will tell him, I'm Jupiter. He told him, I am the one who is. I am the one who is. I am the one going to come.
I
don't have a common name.
Yes, he was really.
Praise Jesus much. And he said, no.
What
that mean, Lord? Teach me. Let's hear what he said. Exodus 3, verse
15. Nti Mukama Katonda wa kitammwe Katonda wa Ibrahimu, Katonda wa Isaka, era Katonda wa Yakobo yantumye erimmwe. Eryo linabanga erinnya lyange ebiro ebitagwawo. Nekyo kye kijjukizo kyange emirembe gyonna.
Namugamba kale ebyandi tubireke.
Told him leave that to me. Let's leave the I am.
We'll not understand it in this time.
What the word he told him that my name is I am. I am who was. And the one going to come. And the one who was. That was far. Told him, let's use this
man.
God tell them, I'm God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because that is my memorial unto all your generations.
Speak
God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They will immediately understand you. That is the God of the living. So the God of the dead. God, if you spoke God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you don't say God of the late. The late Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
He
spoke that God of the late, they know is not the one, the real one.
God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob
is God of the living people who never died.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
if you come and tell me, let's say in Uganda,
you say
the Lord of the late Balabye Kubo appeared to me.
It
never works as the God of the living God. Of God is not God of the dead.
It's
the God of the living.
According
to Mark 12, he spoke like this.
Let's read,
connect what he meant to Moses.
It's
a man to be like Prophet Moses. Meant to have come proclaim God of the living. He retains those raised up in the Lord Jesus. Not the God of the dead. Those who died in Adam. Who fall in hell. For not repenting.
Karasome Mako tuulire.
Mako esula ya 12 olunyolo abiri mu mukaga.
Mark 12:26.
Na ebi abafu okuzuukizibwa temusobanga mu kitabo kya Musa ku kisaka. Katonda bwe yamubuulira nga agamba nti nze ndi Katonda wa Ibrahimu, era Katonda wa Isaka, era Katonda wa Yakobo. Olwabiri mu omusanvu. Si Katonda w'abafu. Naye wabalamu mukyamanyo.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Okuva ku lubereberye.
Right from the beginning.
Omanyi tabe
kyokuveno. You know in the Exodus.
Isuleno eyokusatu.
Chapter 3.
13-15.
Yamugagendo
wagambe nze Katonda Ibrahim Isaac.
Tell them I'm God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Na yete yateka ko nze Katonda w'omugenzi.
Didn't attach that I'm God of the late.
Ibrahim, Isaac, and Jacob.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It was the elect.
Nze Katonda.
I am God.
Wa Ibrahim.
Isaac and Jacob. The meaning, Jesus explained it in Mark
12:25-27.
Concerning the dead and their resurrection,
visited
Moses in the bush, spoke saying, I am God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Si Katonda wabafu.
Not God of the dead.
Wabula Katonda wabaramu.
But the God of the living.
Singa yakoyisa omugenzi.
If he used the late.
Ibrahim, Isaac,
and
Jacob.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Then he would have
been another God. He would have been demons, the fallen angels. It means what? The man to be like Prophet Moses. Know well God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
And
knows those who believe God. They remain living. And they have
their
rest Jerusalem of heaven. Praise Jesus much. Let me hope you've understood those codes well. We are serving the living God. Don't have any person we inherited him from until those who died. But
you
worship the living God, God of the living. Praise Jesus much. People say that this person inherited the anointing of this other late person.
Straight,
no, the one who gave it is not God. It was demons, the fallen angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, Christ.
Hope you understood that sign well. Moses, Prophet Moses, was begun to be prepared by God, to be taught. God was made you, I'm of the living, I'm not of the dead. If you reach on the world, go explain to people everyone who died in Adam,
don't
get born again in Jesus,
I'm
not their God till they will get born again. All those who are taught Prophet Moses, surprising in the journey of heaven,
it
was taught and moved with Moses in their eras. I wanted to be in their
ears.
Even when they explained words which were told to them. When God told Prophet Moses, I am God of Abraham, Isaac, he meant what? And they brought close Mark 12, 25-27. It meant the God of the living. The Bible explains in Hebrews. Hebrews 11. Starting from verse 10.
And
16.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We are going to.
Wasn't ashamed to be called God of Abraham. He had built them a city, Jerusalem of heaven, and them to thought for it. And they went Jerusalem of heaven to rest. What I bring to make you know is this. Prophet Moses then, he knew well where the holy ones go.
He
knew Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob never died, but
he
just unclothed the body. All God was just teaching them to him after being visited by God. Many may be hearing this ministry,
new
direction with the full knowledge of God, and those who are spearheaded
fulfill
the call of God on Uganda. That's promising all nations. And they say, why that man
was
taught under the pastor's existence?
And spiritual father,
spiritual father.
Automatic
to be like Prophet Moses was to be like that. I wasn't made to grow under any person.
Yes,
praise Jesus. God was made to just meet me.
Has
made Prophet Moses
and
told him himself as God. People, they will ask you, who is his spiritual father?
You
understand that word.
Don't
be like Prophet Moses.
No way.
Ask no spiritual father. Those spoken over the flesh.
Spiritual
father, father of all spirits, father in heaven.
Not
go in the world look for one who taught me. It's not there.
Yes, he
was. Praise Jesus. That is hard. Yet I have those who recommend me.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Moses too had people who recommended him, like his father-in-law. Who knew of how he met God?
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. Even his wife and the children, those he passed out there in when he was shepherding. The truth, it was meant to be like that. I didn't refuse to grow under someone. I saw it happen like that. Till I was explaining why I grew out of the system prevailing. When the general of heaven was beginning, in 2005, I was taught things of getting saved.
And
salvation, which was taught me to get born again of the sin we did in the garden, of wanting to become God. In the Genesis 3, where Satan told us, eat of the tree, we shall be like God. Rebelled against God's command and wanted to be God, and we sinned and we left God. That's how we died. The body of heaven, we lost it.
And
we pushed on the world we were made from. When we came from the garden, I got the way, went to one pastor called Pastor Chitio,
Chitio Samuel,
at the side of Lugazi. Ministry is called Avest Ministries. I told him, they have told me, come here, confess salvation. And call your wife, for she was told me to be a witness here.
He asked,
who told you that? I told him, God. He asked me, where have you met him? I told him, in the channel of heaven. Me, he told you what? He told me.
He
told me, why are you getting saved? I told him, scriptures I've never read. That Pastor Chito Samuel, my elder brother, seated there. That's where they were fellowshipping from. When I went, he knew later I went there.
He
didn't preach the gospel to me, they told me nothing. Now, after confessed, and they passed 1 week, and we went to the channel of heaven, and they taught me about getting born again through the baptism,
being
given a body from heaven. I went explaining that to him.
I told
me to come here, take me, baptize me in a river flowing. And the reason,
for
the spirit flows like rivers of water. Gave him all scriptures. They took me to Pastor Chitio Samuel and Pastor Ogwang Dennis was my teacher in primary. They took me at the river. When you get out of Lugazi town, it's in the sugar canes.
They
were wondering what's moving on.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And they cannot produce, for I explained the scriptures. And they didn't
wait,
let us teach you, for the one they were to teach was teaching them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And it was beyond him. And after he baptized me, and time passed, and I began to tell him Jerusalem of heaven. He said that I've gotten mad. But what happened? Every wrong thing he did in church, I called him, I told them to him, and he got angered to me. And I told him, you did this, but why did you do them? Indeed, on the village,
Lugazi,
in the village called Sagazi, near to Mabira Forest,
it's
near the River Nile.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Most people began to say that I've gotten mad. That he said he went to heaven. He came here and told us what, and they reached on us. There is one home. It's on the road. The name wants to get out of my head. Remember, the older daughter was called Nakanwaji. But that woman, she had a daughter of 6 years.
n'abooluganda era ku kyalo ekyo ekirala maka malala.
They were brethren on the same village, another home.
Omwami baamuyitanga Yoronimu.
The man was called Yoronima. All the names I don't understand them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. They had their son.
It
was called Jeremiah.
But
both I saw them in a vision. And they have unclothed their bodies.
Yet,
made it in the kingdom of heaven. They were not yet 7 years. A time passed short, and the daughter was crossing the road, go back home, and the car knocked her down. The other, he had climbed to the disco hall wall, and he fell down, beat the chest on the floor, and they both died the same time. Indeed, I left the village for the sake,
and
began to bewitch people. I left the village, went to Mokono, to my mother. I told her how things are. Don't understand them, for how will you do it when they are just telling it to you?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
When
I came back, the father called me. Why do you tell people bad reports? I told me too, they told me, and he asked me, who tells you? God tells them to me. When have you met God? I told you, we go in the channel of heaven.
Even
to the way they pick me,
we leave the
body. I told him in the midnight. I came back. I entered my bed when he was in another room, he had me. My son, what are you telling people? I told him things happened.
I
began to tell him how Satan attacked
him,
how God saved him, how
we
must be the general of heaven. He said, my God, how will you handle those things? I told him, no, father.
Me
now I understand it, but you, it is hard to understand.
Means
I have to remain in them as me. I told him of the old woman I went to. After being put in me, every message of the entire map of heaven. Even the
earth,
even those above the heavens, the new heaven, new earth. I saw them on the screen, as I told you last time. The screen displays itself. I asked it to an old woman.
And
woman told me a fallen man.
She said,
no human being can be like that. Become what now, our child? Now I tell my father that I see things like that. He said, my God,
what is
moving God?
Now
you who has studied among my children, you fallen man. All my brother, most of them,
because
there was no money, they are not going to school. They stopped schooling.
Me,
I was determined, I paid my tuition. See, now you are tried. You fallen mad, my son. I told him, I'm not mad. I understand sober. Even tomorrow I'm going to school. Now at school, I began to see things.
There's
a sister, Esther, the one we started with. I saw her in 2005, and she got pregnant. I told her, you're going to get pregnant. They were born again in that salvation. She refused. In 2007. That she's going.
Yeah, 2006, when we were doing senior six exams,
she got pregnant. And I told her parents wanted to report it. Me had reported at police.
Wange dagatwali sulayo libamuletira kusomero.
Oh, we took the
agreement they brought at school of aborting. Now they turned against me.
They just
want to report me to impregnate their daughter. But I called the boy who impregnated, spoke with him. Even I spoke with the parents. In the vision I saw they had put the case on me. God told me go ahead of them to report that they want to abort. I went to report to them. As they arrived there, my report was at
headmaster.
The headmaster
got
my examination card. They called us at police with the parents. The parents told
us
that she's 16 years. Esther said, I'm 18. I am 19. Even I decide myself. And the case was much. And there came a policeman in charge of
home
affairs. I don't know what the spirit did to him. And he said, this is a wise boy. The friend was going to
how
would she have done exam when she had aborted? The other you're doing a case of
murder.
This one is saving. You have a case.
And
they got angers at the police. Now I came with the police. They came at school. And they got my card examination. And I did senior 6 exams. The master should not come take my card. Things were many.
Yes,
I can't speak one by one. All this happened.
It's
good they have their witness. Most want that witness, you can go back to that village. There at Lugazi.
It's
a place called Sagazi. Those who want what happened at school, go to Lugazi Town Academy.
A
school called Lugazi Progressive College.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So that
journey began, things were many. But God, whom I had never known of,
as
happened on Prophet Moses, the one who came to explain what concerns him. As I've told you, Prophet Moses grew outside church system. Israelites who were there, what met him began to explain what concerns him. That is how it was on my life,
to
be able to be like Prophet Moses, to head this
work.
But the things are not in praise of myself, even to put my, on myself glory and authority. Even in my beginning, I didn't first tell you that. Even though I knew it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I first showed the work. For to be like Prophet Elijah, like Prophet Moses, and King David. These are not honors. Great responsibility
for
fulfillment. Don't arise yourself to call yourself you are when you cannot fulfill it. Even though God says, out of me will come an
Elijah
who are like Elijah, like Moses, like King David. It takes a level of becoming. Don't you just say tomorrow you have become one of those.
It took 7 years in
the journey of heaven to be like Elijah, be like Moses, and like King David, to be trained by God,
and
to humble much. Don't just
become
that you had apostles say, out of him to be
like
Moses,
many people like Elijah, Moses,
like Elijah,
and
like David, and you say, I have become.
Yes,
Jesus. Let's see Exodus 4. God appears to Prophet Moses.
He
involves himself in teaching him. Exodus 4, verses 1.
Musa na Adamu na yogera anti. Na yeraba, tebali nzikiriza, so tebali ulira dobo ziri ange.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Nabi Musa ya Mugamba.
Moses prophet told him, all you've explained to me, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. What is this, Lord?
If
I go, you will not believe, though I explain. Listen very well.
Okuva esula yakuna olunyelo kubiri.
Exodus 4 verses 2.
Mukama na amugamba anti kiki ekiri mukono gwo. Nayogera anti muggo olunyelo kusatu. Nayogera anti gusule wansi. Na gusula wansi ne gufuko omusota.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
Mukama yagamba nabi Moses.
God told prophet Moses.
Tinjagala nkuyigirize.
I want to teach you.
Bwe bali babagamba.
When they'll be saying
I've
not sent you. What do you have with yourself? He was showing him the authority. Told him, I'm going to manifest my authority, which proof I've sent you. And he told him, what do you have?
And I have
my rod I always used to rear. And he said, throw it down. And the rod became a snake. What was God showing Moses? Showed in, I'm going to put on you much power.
And
I want to teach you how they are done. Those who started with that journey of heaven.
Starting
of the works of all angels.
No, we use, no, we in
poverty and ability of all working. Me, I know there's much power which appears in the Holy Spirit. Even angels we study.
There
are seven groups. Those who do wonderful things as they did in the era of Moses, as they worked in Prophet Moses and in Elijah and King David.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
He showed
him of poverty how they are done.
Era bobo natunula mu lugendo lw'eggulunga tulisoma.
The journey of heaven as we started.
Tusoma ebintu bikolebwa bitya.
That day how things are done.
Ekyamagero bakikoze naye batya.
They've worked a miracle, but how?
Nabi Musa asinganako okuyigirizibwa Katonda.
Moses made a teaching by God.
Ebintu bikolebwa bitya.
How things are done.
Ndi kyonna ky'olinawo.
Everything you have.
Nasobola kikola mu kyayagala olw'obuyinza.
God can do it what he wants for much authority. He had a road.
See,
get from the road you have.
What
I know is one brethren.
You
cannot be taught by God.
He
can't ask what he wants to do is to come from where. Everything he can make it need the material he wants. Everything wherever you
are.
Whether there is what. Everything he can make it into a weapon of war. Don't you see
your
note?
Speak up.
You need something you fear and you run. That's the God who creates.
He
can create in any time.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Creation
doesn't need that to get material elsewhere. Everything available. He can use it and make it what he wants.
He's
the one who molds.
And
he can say that now.
Others,
they are not there and you are the one there.
You do,
I can make you into what I want. Let's read as we hear.
Okuva esula yakuna olunyiriri olwokuna.
Exodus 4 verses 4.
Mukama nagamba Musa nti golola omukono gwo ogukwata kawuo. Nagolola omukono gwe nagukwata ne gufuuka omuggo mu mukono gwe.
You hear what happened?
Muggo gwa bulijjo.
The usual road.
Katonda yagutondamu nga bwayagala.
God created in it as he wants.
Najjamu omusota.
And he got a serpent from it.
Namuga kati gwegena
n'ekyalo. Told him, go with that.
Najja kulanga oyitabawo n'omuggo.
They will see you pass with the road.
Nagoma nche esobola okugufuula.
You know what I can make.
Wangolozeza ku buyinza bwange.
Tested of my authority.
Era nkuyigiriza.
And I put you.
Namugamba ate totya.
He told him, fear not.
Bw'oli banga tolina kintu kyonna kitandikirwaka.
Nothing to begin with.
Kwango manyi nabi Musa ebintu bingi. Ye yamimanya nti katonda sobikola kyayagala.
Many things in you God can make them what he wants. When he told him, go get dust and throw it up. He got to get dust.
Then
grumble how dust comes into nuts. He went, got dust and poured in the
sea.
And nuts came out. He told him,
see,
I want to get soot hot a little bit and put in the space.
I will
strike boils on all Egyptians.
He knew
ability and authority of God. Everything present can become his material. Can make a weapon out of it. Praise Jesus. Showed him, said, okay, you're the only one remaining. Nothing else is around. He told him this. Exodus 4, verses 5.
Katonda wa Ibrahimu, katonda wa Isaka, era katonda wa Yakobo, nti akulabikidde.
Namugandi kakati bino bina
maloko bawo. After this will happen.
Obanga baganya okukiriza olw'okubagamba amanya
n'ebirala. Believe for telling them my name and the others.
Akati bonakola bino.
If you will do this,
ngabakiriza.
They will believe.
Waliwo ebintu ebikolebwa.
There are things done.
Ngamu new generation.
As a new generation.
Nawe olina okukiriza nti oyo katonda.
Who has to believe that is God.
Ngujeko nti tulina okumanya.
Besides that we have knowledge.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus.
Miracles
done where we don't put strength.
Yet
we've not yet introduced ourselves to the world.
The
power of God is to show much
when
we enter in the field.
You
know, he makes training.
Doesn't
put much strength like the one playing.
Yet enter
the field and you know,
we
have an enemy with me.
But
when we go in the field, now our team,
as here
we divide ourselves, and we play saying, I will not
drip,
I will not tackle them with my brother. That's training.
But
when you go, they bring team of opponents. The strength you put in much.
Here
we still among us. And it's gradual. Even beating doesn't beat per se.
But wait,
we go to the field of this world.
You can
see the hand of God
in
the works of it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Samples told
us here and what he can do. Moving on to show us
some
more samples. After we come out into the field, don't you see we attacked not in the field and they fail?
But it
will be more when we enter the field. Most people say,
also,
how will you speak those words in this world? They ask, where are you to get protection from God? How?
Holy Spirit
and his many angels.
But
I know each what they do and the abilities of them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now fear not. Bible says,
apostles,
we are envisioned the end of all things.
Read
the First Corinthians 4. It's Second Corinthians 4. First Corinthians 4.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We are
envisioned the end of everything. And we know where things go.
Maybe
because I know there, I even know what will be there,
and
I have no fear. Everything will happen there. It will be a material.
You
yourself attack, you can be a material to fight yourself.
Or
which fights your own people you've come with.
Maybe
you come to attack and you begin to slap yourself.
Kubanga ekyo nakimanya nga Nabi Musa bwe yakitegeera.
As prophet Moses knew.
Buli oba muti oba nfuufu kyonna ekibeera waawo Katonda so kikolamu
ekirala.
Ate bwe kigaana nga kisembyeyo nga nzaaliwo. Bwayagala okunfuula ekyuma. Kisoboka nanfuulamu ku kyuma. Nga gwenjo ky'engomi awulira ngoma ya kyuma.
They fill a box of iron.
So,
we here in Exodus. I told you last time that is power which keeps that message. It's like an app which was built in eras before. Even now, there are times no matter how old it is, I don't feel it.
For
it electricity from outside.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
It,
look in the sun, it affects me nothing. For I see things within it. Now we are related and we are ministers together.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Na ye,
but
walowe chituka.
There is a point it comes.
The power of the Holy Spirit
which comes from my eye.
Rainbow,
but they are like thunderings and shinings.
Na yewe wagafuru omukono gulo gagulinga orwazi.
By the time it turns,
the hand like
a rock and you beat down, you can't feel. But those things, all happened on Moses. Don't put your hand in the chest, see what will come next.
As
got it, they turned into rock. I don't struggle where to begin to work. On you yourself. Someone can come with a panga in the twinkle of an eye, they cut a rock, yet they have been cutting the neck. Nothing. Let's read as we hear. Exodus 4 verse 6.
Mukama namugamba na tenti, teko omukono gwo mu kifuba kyo. Na teko omukono gwo mu kifuba kye. Bwe yagujja amulaba. Omukono gwe nga gulina ebigenge ng'omuzira.
Nga yagenda nga teko omukono mu kifuba.
He said, put the hand in the chest.
Ogujja nga lwazi.
Get it out, it was a rock. English Bible. Luganda is what speaks a demeaning word.
His
hand became like a rock. And it's like a rock, ice. Praise Jesus. When I knew that authority, when they asked Lord, this much power
you
packed in me, when is it work?
Told
you, wait, we go in the fields.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I'm not worried at all.
Please
see, they are the very little. We still moving on. Where we go is where they will manifest.
We are on the
food of the children, manna in the desert.
But
let's reach our enemies we see.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You know that
power in Moses, but he could not realize it in him.
Don't
know
the
power in you. Touch in your chest. Bring out, see what will come out. God alone can switch that power to begin to work. He shows that by that power,
which
a time and just to heal, we don't need to waste time on that.
Once
old, you can make them into a youth. And they wonder how they turned into a youth. By that much authority. And in me, I have a distinctive sign. Someone, when we minister,
people ask
your guarantee of speaking what you speak. Where do you get it? Me, I have a guarantee.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
What the guarantee of kumanya we?
What the guarantee of knowledge is there? Even that you've seen.
Na tin na guarantee sing.
But they have a guarantee beyond that.
Era na geza jisumula kwa.
If he opens the little of it, my goodness.
Eche birobi acho te biri wala.
Its seasons is not far. But what helps me is the light of knowledge,
which
keeps me to be in seasons and times. I can't go to release power like that now. Thousands of angels are there with the Holy Spirit.
And
there's something he built in me as him.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Access things surrounding me.
Yes,
praise Jesus. One day in the vision, God told me, you want to
know
the power where it heads to? Told me, I want to tie someone in America where they are. I told him how to do it.
He
said, touch the ground, say, I've tied you from there, don't go from there. I touched the ground, the man was tied where he was.
He said no. The system
we put in you,
you connect
it on power holding heaven and earth.
Command
any place what is to be done there. What we learned in the little,
but
what was shown me was much.
Authority,
which is extreme. And I believe
God
is doing his final work on the planet Earth. And it's going to show the power.
There
is a song you hear me sing. That Lord, today you the power of your Holy Spirit. The much power in your final work.
Lord,
today you lose the power of your Holy Spirit, the much power on the planet Earth.
We had
you sing, you didn't know where it came from.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Anytime is about to open, loose
it.
Angels were singing led by the Holy Spirit.
In
the vision which brought that song, they told him, lose that power. Your spirit of wisdom, the much wisdom,
Mutume,
you send him
omoyo wo,
your spirit
wo kutegira,
of understanding,
ukunji,
the much understanding.
Mutume,
send him
omoyo wo,
your spirit
wo kutesa,
of the counsel,
wo kusinga,
which is
oburunji,
the best.
Mutume,
send him,
ay mukama,
oh Lord,
umurimu wo,
in your final work.
Amen. They
are the ones who sang it in Jerusalem. But they put me.
Said,
me too, I copped it.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. I got a copy of the song. You saw me, I'm here singing the song.
Amen.
Lose that power. But Prophet Moses,
he knew
of that power
which
can use everything around
to
turn into a weapon of God. The frogs.
You
come from the sea, angel of water, gather all the frogs
before
in Pharaoh's house. How things were done and how
Moses
to strike on the water to turn to
black.
He knew they are working with who? Angel of water.
And he got that
all the blood which has ever been shed under the sun
and
put it in the water. The ability of things
was
taught to Moses by God himself.
But the man meant
to have been taught the things how they are. Moses puts his hand in the chest.
Don't
you go all there, no more than you are alone. I can turn you into a weapon which never appeared before. And they strike a missile and they strike a rock which has never been before.
No,
God made Lutti's wife a pillar of salt.
He
was able to restore her back. These bullets you are preaching that they are shooting you on the pulpit. It's when you fall down.
You say hallelujah.
You say hallelujah. But Bible says,
1 Corinthians 15:50-53.
The twinkle of an eye, God can make you what he wants.
Wow.
Authority, I know where it ends. Exodus 4:7.
Na guza omukono gwe mu kifuba kye
Boyaguja mchifuwa chela vanga gufu sengo mubili gona.
Na omukono yafura katundu kwa kaka
mwili mukono. He turned on a portion of his hand on his body.
Gufu soruazi nekati guze.
Turned to rock but take it back.
Nkulage gugena kuda
ugo. I swear it's going to be restored to its.
Yamu igiriza chiba ito obo yiriza.
Taught him what is called the
body
of God.
Bwayogera ko mpite chokubiri.
That's in 2 Peter.
Sulezo kanyo nyuruksa.
Chapter 1 verse 3.
Tobiyinza bo bwakatonda.
The poverty of God.
Bwamara doko towa.
Already gave us.
Bitweta gambula mbono.
Nemu
kumuweresha.
And in serving him.
Nemu kuongera okumumanya.
Moving to know him.
Iya baya butegede.
Came out when he had done something.
Irage no tambula ati.
As he moved like this.
Agende wa Pharaoh.
To go to
Pharaoh.
You Pharaoh.
Tabanda bakatonda bagende.
Because people go.
You
what he trusted.
Not
you just
speaking.
If you go, you know nothing.
And
you tell Father, lose the people of God.
Come out to speak,
Satan.
I
just came out.
And
Satan everything he does.
And
his and his prophets. Those men, if you're not standing, they pray evil prayers, you fall mad.
Lucifer
attacks you
very hard.
Would you from your life speak of him?
I speak
of him very bold.
And I know
you can do nothing.
Evil prayers.
I know.
There
is a guarantee.
Guarantee
of knowledge
is
there. But there
is
that system built
in.
I move looking at it. I say yes. Let's move on. Where I am, there you there. That guarantee
is even
if I speak of Satan,
everything
it did, all the things, what it does now, and what is to come, nothing it can do to me.
You
attack Pharaoh.
Bible speaks
Ezekiel 29
from
verse 1 to 3.
Pharaoh,
Pharaoh the olden serpent, Satan himself,
he was
one in the Pharaoh of Egypt. Moses stands before
him.
Let children of God go. Today is what we are on now here.
Yeah.
Things go do what?
Nothing.
It speaks and I move in the world. Have you seen him with protection of police? Can police protect you from Satan?
I
say you Lucifer. Satan, you tell like this.
You
cannot even put his fingertip on me like that.
Yes, yes.
Praise
Jesus.
You attacked him to beat him and he strangled you in the night.
But though we beat him in the night, he will not come back to attack.
You think it would have been how?
As we
understand the scheme of Satan, if I sent myself, one day we were with Ben Guru,
the wizard
who was the chief wizard in Uganda 2018. On Radio Simba.
You
can go inquire of that history. The program, they said it's a surprise. I was with it with that sorcerer, the chief sorcerer in Uganda. He was telling people them to go, gave them armies of angels, the demons.
And
we had just finished the turn of heaven.
It
was the third year. And I knew well. I refused to come there. God sent three people from abroad, those I don't know. They told me, go to Radio Simba. God said, go contend with that man. I went with my Bible.
Eddie Yahweh.
They have a studio. It's called Dream Studio.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Nangamba wogena mchibuka genda wa Eddie Yawe ajjo kuanga transport.
Go to Eddie Yawe, we will pay your transport.
Era nagena kusimba.
I went to see
Navanga yone ngenda ku studio ya Eddie Yawe.
The studio of Eddie Yawe.
Kama gami pass transport in Rugazi.
Give me transport, I go back to Rugazi.
The
transport from Rugazi to coming.
Oruganda Eddie yasoka ngombo.
Brother Eddie was the first to pay it.
Brother
Eddie, you will ask him.
You sent
money from Lugazi. He was still young, going on to labor working. Casual work.
But
I told you him some of the things. When I reached
it,
I went three times at Eddie Yawe. God has said, give me transport back to Lugazi. You came to do what? This and this on Radio Simba. No question. Gives you money.
Kumanga yangamba Eddie Yawe ngandi Rugazi si
mumanyi. Eddie Yawe, I was in Rugazi. I didn't know him. He showed me where his studio is.
Yanda bila otayari.
He saw me arrive.
Nagenda nga no Ruganda bamuyitanga Dennis.
With a brother called Dennis.
Yasigalire yo mu bano je twaita banabbi wa
Bulima. Remained in the first prophets we passed. He was the one reading the Bible. I didn't know how to open the Bible. I just quote, read here, I'm seated. And we are on Radio Simba. And we contended with the
sorcerer.
Remember when we came, Angel Abaddon was on Radio Simba up there to see any demon cross that zone. And the others wondered how a young boy content with a sorcerer. He doesn't fear demons. But the
general
is showing a poverty much.
You
think of fear. Angels are with them in the spirit and they visit the morning life and you sit speak with them and I fear what else and I move at 3 in the night walking free. He would
did
kung fu trainings. I say, if the angel delays, you find me at least have beaten the enemy.
He
met a man already have a determined heart.
A
heart of a warrior. And he sent it to the spiritual to fight for the children of God in the world. And to stand for their sake. Tell them their Father in heaven. Even the Lord Jesus. In the Holy Spirit.
Even
holy angels on our side.
It
happened like that. As I speak of them. You know, when I came to you. I did come with testimonies first.
Oh,
I waited for its season. As today.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Most people would have said, Apostle, why did you first give us testimonies? Testimonies are to be studied. Come from the image of Moses,
Elijah.
Then you get that testimony and witness, even in the very brief. Let's move on. We hear. Exodus 4 verse 8.
Aululituka batali kiriza era batali ulira dobozi lya kabonera ko rubereberye bali kirize dobozi lya kabonera ko kubiri
yamugamba nti mubonero obongenda kubanjogerera.
Those signs I'll be speaking through them.
Bata ulira obonero obusoka.
If they will not hear the first sign,
obukubiri bana ulira.
The second they will hear.
Nejukira bwagendera dala mu maso.
Remember they moved on ahead.
Obonero obutuka nga bunji.
Signs reached were very many.
Nayengera okukiriza kwa farao kuku achiagani.
Believing of Pharaoh is still refused.
Paka malaika wokufa weyaite Misri.
Till the angel of death passed in Egypt.
Natwala bibiri.
Took the firstborn.
Kankuri echi ndi chimuto ino manya.
Tell you one thing you to know.
For one thing aso watulemesa kukura buwereza
bwo. No one can make us make this ministry in the world. Everyone, we can touch them wherever they are.
President,
the president has troubled us. We can send and they pick his firstborns. You know how he trusts his firstborn? They have promoted him.
Muhozi. We can send the angel to get him. You cannot fail the call of the nation where it is reached.
Amen.
If it is, he was to be like Moses.
What happened
again and even beyond. Don't you know angel of death?
Who studied
in the journey of heavens?
To
send him in the house of someone who hinders us. Where it pains him most.
Right,
we don't want to kill them, but we can put the sickness on him. And they took him in India every place. They take him every place. We tell him, bring him here. He says, stand up and go.
Amen.
Tell your father, hinder the call of the nation. Why did we study all angels? God wanted to show you
which
was in the era of Elijah, Prophet Moses, and King David. It's possible to come back, and it's to come back. You cannot hinder. There are people they call harsh.
But
just look in his eyes and
you
never get harsh again. Ask it to Brother George. Father in the flesh was very harsh, he chased him. When I looked at him like this,
I
don't want to hear things of George, but only your things. Right from then they connected their one.
Yes,
praise Jesus. One day,
we were
with the brother, Apostle Geoffrey. The chairmen who were trying to
intervene.
Our land gave out. They made him sign things. When I reached, I didn't mind. I looked at them like that. But they were
ashed there,
wanting money. I'm looking at them. What happened? They said, sir, what are you saying? I spoke to
chairman,
and the chairman said, those are the right words. They made him sign the one to beat him. When he reached there, everyone had nothing to speak anymore. The chairman
said,
give me the agreement, we tear it. And they tore it.
And they wanted to steal.
They gave him only 4 million.
You
don't need strength of flesh.
You
have to know who we are.
That
God's put in our midst.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now, brethren,
that's
how he visited Moses, taught him of authority, taught him through his word how things are done. We move on briefly to Exodus 24, verse 1 and 4. The Bible speaks this. Exodus 24 from verse 1.
Nagamba Musanti, Linya Elimukama, Gwenaroni, Nadabu, Ne Abiku, Nensanvu, Eabakadekuba Israeli, Eramusi Zizewala, Unyolokovi, Musa Ekasem, Beremukama, Naeba Valemok Sembera, so abantu balemoku linya wamunae. Olwokusatu, Musa najja n'agamba abantu ebigambo byonna ebya Mukama, n'emisango gyonna abantu bonna ne baddamu n'eddoboozi limu, ne boogera nti ebigambo byonna Mukama byayogedde tulibikola. Olunya olwokuna, Musa n'awandiika ebigambo byonna ebya Mukama, n'agolokoka enkya mu makya, n'azimba ekyoto wansi w'olusozi n'empagi 12 ngebika 12 ebya Abaisirayiri.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
God was able to call Moses to move up the mountain.
There
were those spoken of as the elders. But he told them, the rest should remain down on the mountain. You climb up.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Moses was
able to write all God taught him right from the word. As Bible is in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So Musaji Okubanga na be Musa.
The man be like Prophet Moses.
Station
of God will must happen till Moses will check out of the body.
The
John of heaven moved in the Bible for 7 years. Don't you think it ended? It remained moving on. To go back, analyze, to remember,
to
move on, enjoy, and to get more strengthened.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When you
read
verse 9, Exodus 24:9,
Musa nalyo kalinya ne Aaroni, Nadabu, ne Abiku, ne nsanve y'abakadde ba Isiraeli. Olunyolo kumi, nebala bakatonda wa Isiraeli, ne wansi w'ebigere bye ne waba ng'omulimu ogw'amayinja, amaliire agasafiro, agafaananga eggulu lyennyini okutangaala.
Olidde ekyaliwo.
You hear what happened?
The Musa bwawala mpa ku lusozi.
When Moses climbed the mountain,
baalaba Mukama.
They saw the Lord.
Naye ng'eggulu lyeggudde.
The heavens had opened. There was much shining.
Bible
says Moses entered in the clouds.
Remember
the four. They have reached the mountain.
It
happened, heavens open. The fire is lightened.
We
have seen the opening of heaven.
Let's
repeat this verse. Exodus 24:9.
Musa nalyoka alinya ne Aaroni, Nadabu, ne Abiku, ne nsanve y'abakadde ba Isiraeli. Olunyolo kumi, ne balaba Katonda wa Isiraeli, ne wansi w'ebigere bye ne waba ng'omuliro ogw'amayinja, amaliire agas ng'omulimu ogw'amayinja amaliire agasafiro. Agafanana ng'eggulu lyennyini okutangaala.
Olidde we gali gafaana.
You hear how they appeared?
Babaduka ku lusozi.
And they reached the mountain.
Eggulu lyeggula
opened.
Ne bagalabira ddala eggulu.
And they saw heaven.
Okutangalijja konna kwa mu
ggulu. And there was a shining in heaven.
Wabula ekyaddirira kye kino.
What followed is this.
Gwe wulira bulungi.
Listen very well.
Kati Musa.
Now Moses.
Teyakoma bukomi ku lusozi lwokka.
Entered the mountain alone.
Musa ekituufu yayingizibwa mu ggulu.
Moses entered in heaven.
Yafuna okukyusibwa.
Got a transfiguration.
Nayingizibwa mu ggulu n'alaba eby'omuggulu.
Entered in heaven, he saw things there.
Gwe wuliriza bulungi n'obwegendereza.
Listen well, be careful here.
Kati tusome tuwulire.
Let's read as we hear.
Okuva esura 24 olunyolo 11.
Exodus 24:11.
So kuba kungu baabaana ba Isirayiri n'atatekako omukono gwe ne bamulaba Katonda ne balya ne banywa. Olwekumi n'ebbiri Mukama n'agamba Musa nti, linnya gye ndi ku lusozi obeereyo nange ndikuwa ebipande by'amayinja n'amateeka n'ekiragiro bye mpandiise obiyigirize. Olwekumi n'essatu Musa n'agolokoka ne Yoswa omuweereza we. Musa n'alinnya ku lusozi lwa Katonda. Kumi na nnya n'agamba abakadde nti, mutulindire wano okutuusa lwe tulibajjira nate. N'Aaroni ne Kuli, laba bali wamu nammwe. Buli alina ensonga asemberere bo. Kumi na ttaano Musa n'alinnya ku lusozi. Ekirene kibika olusozi.
Olidde ekyaliwo.
Have you heard what happened?
Bwe yalinnya ku lusozi.
When he climbed the mountain.
Ekirene kijja
n'ekitonnya ne kibika ku lusozi. Came to cover the mountain.
Bible eddamu ng'egamba.
Musa
n'ayingira mu kire.
Moses entered in the clouds.
N'alagawa.
And he went there. Where? Let's read.
Okuva esula 24 onyolwa 16.
Exodus 24:16.
Ekitiibwa kya Mukama ne kibeera ku lusozi Sinaayi. Ekire ne kirubikira ennaku 6. Ku lunaku olw'omusanvu n'ayita Musa ng'ayima wakati w'ekire. Olunyole kumi no musanvu. Ekifana nchechitibwa cha mukama. Nechibangu wa mulilo guwaka kuntiko yoli sozi mmaso gaba na vaisi lairi. Olunyole kumi no munana. Musa na ingira wakati mchire. Nalinya kulusozi. Musa na mara kulusozi na kwa makumi ana emisana nechiro.
Kagari ulize chari.
Listen what
Musa
happened.
Musa ingira mchire.
Moses entered the cloud.
Yeri adake vyano ni babi.
What followed?
He
didn't say he went to the cloud, he has gone where? Moved into the cloud. When Bible explains in the
Hebrews
chapter 8 verse 5,
Musa
Moses saw images of things of heaven, brought images of things of heaven on earth.
That
time as he entered the cloud,
they didn't know
he's entered the kingdom of heaven.
He
saw the cloud engulf there, fire is on the mountain top. Moses is entered in the cloud.
Did not
go to heaven.
But
Hebrews know where he had gone.
It means
the man to head the call on the nation Uganda in the era of
Eddie.
As in Israel in the B.C., in preparing all nations
for
the coming back of Jesus,
as
Israel prepared for his birth,
Musa,
to be like Moses,
is
meant to have seen images of things in heaven.
When
he saw things of heaven,
and
brought their images on the world. Let's read as we hear.
Hebrews
8 verses 5.
Abaweleza ebyebifananyi n'ekisikirize ky'ebyo eby'omuguru nga Musa bwe yabulirwa Katonda bwe yalinga agenda okukola eweema kubanga ayogera nti tolemanga kukola byonna ng'ebyokulabirako bwe biri kyewalagibwa ku lusozi.
Yesu
praise Jesus.
Musa,
Moses,
ebintu byonna bye yaleeta,
all things he brought,
lampstand, sanduko ya mateeka,
the covenant box,
bakerubi,
the kerubim,
n'entebe y'ekisa,
even the mercy seat,
he
saw all in heaven.
For
Hebrews 8:5 6 it says, ministers of images of the things in heaven.
As
Moses was shown on the mountain,
and
he was told, do just as you've seen shown on mountain.
Most
people think Moses ended just on the mountain.
Ended
shown things of heaven.
The
trance happened while on the mountain.
It was
figured from the body of flesh to appear in the heavenly body.
And
that heaven saw images of things in heaven. That's where came the John of heaven. And God took him in
to
be able to appear like prophet Moses. But we remember that they did end then. When we read in the Exodus 34:29-35,
every
time Moses went to see God,
even
when they left that mountain and they moved ahead, he remained going to see the Lord.
He
came out when his forehead was shining. Now thus,
we get onto
our fifth reason. The man to be like prophet Moses meant to have been shown things of heaven
and
to bring their image on the world. The fifth reason.
May
God bless you.
Before
coming, so begin from there.